Now you think about this. Israel survived the Egyptians. They survived the Assyrians. They survived the Babylonians. They survived the Persians, the Greeks, the Romans. They survived the Crusades and the Dark Ages. They survived the Catholics and the Muslims and the Protestants. They survived mass extinction by Hitler and the Germans when 6 million Jews were murdered. And then, only 3 years later, in 1948, 1 million Jews, surrounded by 40 million Arabs, defeated Egypt, Jordan, and Syria, and secured their independence as a nation. Now, folks, what I'm going to tell you now is extra biblical. It's not something that's in the Bible, but it is some things that happened to modern Israel. They did that, aided by a series of documented, miraculous military victories. And I'm just going to mention a handful, and you can do whatever you want to with these. In 1948, as their sovereignty over Palestine was coming to an end, the British were handing over the strategic high points of the city to the heavily armed Arab troops. Outnumbered and outgunned, the Israeli forces struggled, battling for months. And in late April, an artillery piece nicknamed the Davidica was delivered to the Jews. It was surprisingly ineffective, but the most notable feature about the Davidica was the tremendous noise that it made. As a result, a rumor quickly spread through the Arab ranks that the Jews had acquired an atom bomb, and the entire Arab community left that night. And with their exit, the morale deteriorated among the Arab troops, and the Israelis were able to secure the city. During the war, the Independence War, an Israeli platoon fought the Jordanian military for Mount Zion, there in Jerusalem, where the Temple Mount is, and they found themselves with only 25 bullets left between them. They decided that, surrounded by hundreds of Arabs, with the end seemingly near, the Israelis agreed to go out with a bang, and they readied themselves to make use of every last bullet that they had. And then just when the small platoon was about to face the inevitable, something incredible happened. The Jordanian soldiers dropped their weapons and began suddenly running away, screaming, "Abraham, Abraham." They didn't know what that was about. Later, one of those Jordanian soldiers who had been there, fought against Israel on Mount Zion, reported that his army all witnessed a vision of Abraham defending the Jews in the sky above the Israeli platoon, and that they had no choice but to drop their weapons and to flee. During that same war, 24 homemade Israeli armored trucks took a wrong turn on the way to aid a besieged kibbutz, which is an Israeli settlement, and they accidentally entered Lebanon. Well, they realized their mistake when they ran into 20 brand new Syrian armored cars traveling with dozens of Syrian supply trucks carrying ammunition and artillery. Well, the Israelis immediately fired at the first Syrian truck and amazingly hit a tank that was loaded with gasoline, causing an explosion which set fire to the following truck, which was full of hand grenades. And one by one, each truck in the Syrian convoy exploded. The loud booms could be heard for miles and scared the surviving Syrians, who abandoned their cargo. The Israelis had just enough people to drive the captured armed vehicles and the Syrian weapons back, And by the time they finally reached the kibbutz, the Arab besiegers had already left. In 1967, in the Six-Day War, on the first day, the Israeli ground forces had overrun a strategic junction to gain access to the central route into the Sinai Desert, sending a wave of panic through the Egyptian command. By the second day, the Egyptian army had fallen into confusion. Orders from the Egyptian commanders contradicted reason, calling for unnecessary retreats and withdrawals. The Israeli army expected to face a serious battle at a heavily defended outpost in the Sinai, but as they got close, again, they heard explosions. When they arrived, they discovered that the Egyptians had destroyed their own equipment and abandoned the base. At other bases, the Egyptians had not even bothered to scuttle their equipment before fleeing, leaving it behind, and the Israeli ground troops advancing into Sinai found numerous Egyptian positions simply abandoned, with tanks and heavy armor left in perfect condition, which they seized and were able to continue their assault on the Egyptians using their own artillery. Now, folks, there are over a dozen more of these occurrences that are documented by the Israeli military over a period of six decades. Now, again, you can do whatever you want to with those. Somebody once asked John Stott in the European Conference, "What is the significance of the existence of Israel today?" And he replied, "It has no biblical significance." Really? Really? I mean, that's a strange answer, because they're here. They're here. I don't know about you, I've never met any Hittites or Hivites or Jebusites or Perizzites, but Israel's here. And 70% of the scripture, 70% of the Bible is the story of Israel. And I think we make a grave mistake if we write them out of the story before we get to the end. God didn't. And I find no biblical authority for anyone else to do so. Now, we're not done with this. We're going to talk some more about the biblical evidence for the nation of Israel and for the premillennial position. And I know this is a rabbit trail, but the reason that we're following is I wasn't going to do that last time. The time before last, I had told everybody we could look at this some more, but we probably wouldn't. And I had phone calls and emails and text messages and individuals that came to me and said, "I want to know more about this." And so that's why we came back in and looked at it again. And so I want to finish this up in the next week or two. And then we'll move on in Acts chapter 15.